Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the
Friends, this segment is made possible by Platinum Cadillac and Chevrolet in Terrell, Texas. Stop by and visit with my buddy Mr. Justin Rudd and his team of experts, and let them put you in a new Chevy pickup or a Cadillac or whatever you might be in the market for. Also, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in southeast Oklahoma. Check them out at ChoctawHuntingLodge.com. Also made possible by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, friends, we are back with guide Chris Webb, and we're talking crappie. That's something that I'd honestly don't devote enough time airtime to on our shows is crappie fishing, but I love to catch them, I love to eat them, and Chris loves to catch them and eat them and guide for them. So Chris, we talked about the creek fishing, we got that covered in the previous segment, and we also talked about shooting the docks, which is a lot of fun. But let's touch on that a little bit more. Describe how you hold the bait, the hook, all that, because it was a little bit intimidating to me the first time I was exposed to it years ago. I thought, wait a minute, you want me to hold this hook, load that rod up, and use it like a springboard?
If you do it wrong, it's not hard to check your blood sugar real quick, Luke.
No. So describe how to do it right, okay?
Yeah, so what you're going to do is you're going to take that jig from behind the jig head itself, and you want to grab it behind the head with that hook facing out away from you. And as long as you'll have that point facing out away from you, it will never bite you. That's the key. And what we're going to do is we're going to take that rod. We're going to load it up like a bow and arrow. We're going to make a nice big U, and we're going to slingshot that jig as far under that dock as we can. And I tell you, normally what happens is when you find a good dock, it's got a nice big deck area where they've got a table or something. And those fish, Luke, they want to be 25, 30 feet back in there. So let's say those fish are sitting in 8 or 10 foot of water and you got to get it 30 feet in there. So you really got to get it about 40, 45 feet so that bait falls to them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it can definitely be a little challenging with the lake low right now. It's easy peasy. You got a 4 foot gap. You can almost drive under the boat dock with a cane pole. Mm-hmm. But man, when we catch our spring rains and that gap is 6 inches, you had better be a sniper because it's tight. But boy, it's a lot of fun.
It is. So you don't hold the hook.
No.
You don't hold the back of the hook.
No, sir.
You're holding the jig. And that is intimidating. I will make that statement. you're holding the jig, and the hook is kind of sticking straight up, right?
So yes, sir. It'll be pointing away from you.
Away from you. Yep. But it works, folks, but it's not something that you want to just jump in there and do without some practice. I would bet that a lot of your clients, when they first jump in there, never done that. They it's going to require a little bit of training.
Luke, I shoot for a ton of people. Yeah. I have a lot of guys who've fallen in love with it over the years and they've mastered it.
Yeah.
I have people who've never done it that want to practice and try. If you're up for a challenge, or if you love watching the line jump, it's about as good as it gets.
Yep. Well, this would make a good newspaper article on into the spring, you know, when this gets good. Maybe I can get with you and focus on that one technique.
Absolutely.
And then all the nuances of shooting jigs. Now, okay, so we've got that covered. So that's going to be that – is going to last about how long do you focus on shooting
normally
jigs?
We'll shoot docks. It's all about how quick we get hot. If we have an early summer and it gets hot like we normally do, you're looking at about end of June, mid to end of June. Uh-huh. And then everything will be out on brush until the fall.
Yep. So it would be shooting docks most of June as a rule.
Yeah. So probably early mid-April all the way through mid-June. So we've got a nice big window.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But you won't concentrate on the deep water brush piles until,
you know, we won't move out on brush really strong until May, and then May, June will be good brush. Summer's when we kind of go a little bit deeper. And, you know, Luke, you don't, a lot of people think we'll move out into 30 foot of water during summer on Cedar Creek. We're still catching our fish in 10 to 15 foot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And that, that is basically just heavy brush. And you probably nowadays, I can remember when we would throw out a marker buoy just on the edge of the brush pile.
Yes, sir.
You know, and then go upwind and drop the anchor and ease anchor. Now you probably spot lock, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So that keeps the boat, and it doesn't, that was quite an invention, spot lock, because it keeps your boat right where you want it, and you don't disturb the fish with dropping old school, like I used to do, putting an anchor down. I guess some people still use that. I'm sure they do.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir.
It works. Motor upstream. I've done a lot of that kind of fishing, Chris, is, you know, motor upwind, ease that anchor down, and let that boat slip back right over it, and it's hammer time in the summer when isn't it, you know? And on that kind of fishing, do you usually bring minnows, or I've done
no,
a lot.
No, I tell you, we won't use minnows until summertime.
Uh-huh.
And then once we get into the summer bite, we'll use minnows.
Yep. It's also, Cedar Creek is also a white bass and hybrid striper lake. Lots of hybrid fishing is still good there, isn't it?
Yeah, I tell you, the white bass and hybrid populations are very healthy, doing good.
Well, I appreciate you coming back after our break, Chris, and I did want to cover that, those other techniques, the shooting under the docks a little bit more, and also let folks know what's coming up. So how about leaving that contact information for all of our friends one more time, and then I look forward to our next get-together, and which may be a dock shooting operation.
Yeah, you need to come down and get on the dock fish with me. You'd love it.
I know it. Okay. How do they call you?
If you want to get a hold of me, the easiest way is 903-275-3253. Or you can get a hold of me on Facebook at Chris Webb's Guide Service, or just Chris Webb.
You bet. And Chris, at this point, I brought the video camera, and I filmed a lot of our creek fishing show, and I want to invite all of you. It's on now. You'll be able to watch it on A Sportsman's Life. And the way to find it, Carbon TV, they have a lot of outdoor shows. It's free. It's a big deal, Carbon TV. You can go to carbontv.com. and just search out A Sportsman's Life. This show also becomes a podcast after all of our great radio stations run it. So the podcast is on iHeart, Apple, Spotify, all those places. It's called Catfish Radio. You can just type that in. You can say Catfish Radio with Luke Clayton and Friends. That's the full name. But it's also a podcast. Chris, you may not know this. It's also a podcast on Carbon TV. They host several podcasts there too, so you can listen to it there. But I want everybody to watch this creek fishing show. It's a lot of fun, and YouTube is probably the easiest way to find it. Not so many people watch it, Chris, on YouTube, but you can go to YouTube and type in, you know, search it out, A Sportsman's Life. And Chris, thank you again for being with us, buddy. Look forward to our next adventure together.
Oh, Luke, appreciate you having me, partner.
Folks, I want to tell you about one of my long-term partners, and that is Pyramid Air. The website is pyramydair.com. They're a one-stop shop for everything air gun-related. Big bores, little bores, PCP guns, springers, you name it. All different brands, some great air gun supplies, but also a whole lot more. Archery, ammo, optics, shooting and outdoor gear, action sports, all this stuff can be found right there and ordered through Pyramid Air. So remember, go online to pyramydair.com.